The high-level meetings at the World Conservation Congress are now over. The gathering of IUCN members continues throughout this week. And as we've been doing since the Congress began, we're checking in at the hashtag Nature for All Pavilion, which will stay open all week, as will all the pavilions in the exhibition hall. Today, Chloe Dragon-Smith, who works for Canadian Parks, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, as the energy has somewhat shifted with the high-level meetings over, how are members shifting into the next phase of what's going to happen this week?
Well, actually, today is Students' Day, so I'm surrounded by a bunch of students running around and going to check out the pavilion. So the transition it's kind of nice. It's like passing it on to the next generation.
And a lot of energy, I can imagine, if you've got kids running all over the place.
Oh, yeah, it's humming out there.
You work with a lot of people within the Canadian Parks system and trying to connect people to nature and a new generation, which is what today is all about with Students' Day. What is it you think they're most able to connect to in ways that perhaps their parents aren't?
I think that we are obviously living in a different time, and something that we like to talk about a lot is how to connect young people using technology, so using technology as a bridge rather than a hindrance. So that's something we've been experimenting a lot with here at the Congress, we've had some virtual realities from Google piloted, which has been really exciting. We're doing a lot of video work and different things with filming art and music. So trying to access nature from a couple of different dimensions, I think, is the biggest thing.
But your bottom line is nothing supplants the real deal.
I think we are all working towards getting out into nature as an end goal, but we're just recognizing that there's a lot of different ways to do that. Yeah.
And for people
and so
who
maybe
what works for somebody
might not be what works for somebody else, and we need to have room for that.
So that people who may be in major metropolitan areas where getting out into some of the nature that is available clearly online and clearly through other virtual means may be the only way they can access it, and that we shouldn't turn our nose up at that.
For sure, yeah. And there's a lot of studies out there now that are starting to show even the benefits of having, for instance, a screensaver that has nature on it, or looking at a picture of nature, even just looking at nature out of a window, can still affect your health and well-being.
Particularly when you don't have any windows, seeing it on your screen may be the only window you've got. Thanks very much,
yeah.
Chloe, and have fun with the kids today in the pavilion.
Thank you very much.
Chloe Dragon-Smith is a young Indigenous woman from Canada's North. She works with Canadian Parks, co-chairing the intergenerational working group called Connecting a New Generation with Nature. Together, the group developed a product called The Nature Playbook. We'll be reconnecting with hashtag Nature for All as the week goes on.